You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds. Robert Snodgrass to score and Hull to win was 12-1, boosted to 16s. And Paul Pogba to score and Manchester United to win was 11-5. It's now 3-1. A superb start to the season for both these teams. Manchester United suddenly, Tom, got players that look like they belong at the club now, having had three seasons without that. They beat Southampton 2-0 last week, looked in full control, and prior to that had beaten Bournemouth 3-1 on the opening day of the season. Zlatan got four goals in three games. Paul Pogba, his fleeting cameos were a sign of things to come last weekend. But Hull, the massive surprise at the start of the season, really.
Huge surprise. Nobody would have given him a chance of winning both the games that they have done. But, you know, we talked about the Leicester game. Leicester weren't firing. Swansea, that was a brilliant sort of smash and grab job. And although Swansea, you know, supposedly dominated that game, they only had three shots on target. So Hull did an incredible job there of getting 6 points on the board, but I don't think they're going to be adding any this weekend. Manchester United at the start of the season, you know, and Zlatan in particular, he's like the big kid in the playground, you know, just holding the little kids at bay, you know, with his arm outstretched on their forehead. They can't get anywhere near him. No one's really laid a glove on Manchester United yet. And okay, it is only two games of the season, but I think they have that little bit of swagger about them. And in the game against Southampton last week, you know, Pogba coming into things, it just seemed to lift the team even more. And we talked about them now having those players that can break the deadlock in tight games. And Zlatan's done that already in all the matches, really, to a point. So I think Manchester United is going to be too strong. They're not giving much away at the back. And Hull City's game plan here, you know, we'll obviously be trying to contain them. But I think they probably were going to do that against Leicester. And then the game opened right up. And, you know, we can't forget Hull City do have some good players in the team. They do have players like Snodgrass, who is capable of doing something, you know, in the middle of the park as well. You know, Huddleston's made a good start to the season, but I just think Manchester United are going to crowd them out. And, you know, Manchester United, a good record against Hull as well. They've won three of the last four trips there. I can't see anything other than a Manchester United win. And I think it'll probably be comfortable. I think you're going to get your value here looking at those goal scoring markets. I mean, Zlatan to score first is 3-1, which I think is good. But I think Manchester United will win this one with breathing space. So I'd look at the minus one.
Yeah, if you're looking at minus one, Manchester United in the betting at 5-4 here. Of course, it's Mike Phelan welcoming his old club to Hull on Saturday tea time. And who'd have thought the key to success for Hull City, Derek, was Tom Huddleston in central midfield and Jake Livermore in the centre of defence. I mean, going into the season, we were thinking Hull were going to be there for the taking. But 6 points on the board already for Hull City.
Yeah, quite incredible. But what Tom mentioned there, you know, when you're relying to make the difference in this match on Robert Snodgrass, come on, you know, he's a tidy player, but come on, he wouldn't get a sniff of a game in Man United's team. United win this all day long, 1-2. You know, people still at this day and age fight shy of backing, you know, heavy odds on pokes away from home. But it's a different country now, the Premier League. Teams win away from home just as often as they do at home. In fact, most teams prefer playing away from home these days, because at home you don't get the hostile support you used to get. You know, not hostile, that's the wrong word, ardent support. You know, I never worries me backing teams odds on away from home, and United will win this in a canter, probably to nil. I just can't see Hull scoring past them. And you mentioned Zlatan, but Pogba's the man. I mean, if Liverpool had Pogba, this is only evidence of just like a game and a half. Watch them. If Liverpool had Pogba, they would win the title. That's how much of a difference this guy is going to make. And you mentioned the enhanced odds, 3-1, Pogba to score and United to win. I'm on that as well, because he looks dangerous every time he's, you know, in the opposition half. Zlatan, I'm still an anti-Zlatan. I know he got two goals. Was it two against Southampton, or was it just one? I can't remember now. Anyway, he stunk the place out. He had an absolute nightmare. And, you know, he scored two goals, but remember everybody was going berserk over Theo Walcott when he got a hat-trick against Croatia in that game. But he stung the place out that day and has continued to stink everywhere else out he's been. It was the same with Diego Costa his first season at Chelsea. He was
I knew you were going to mention Diego Costa.
I knew the guy was a pudding, and it's since been proved. So, I'm not having Zlatan at all. I think he will be a major, major flop. He's only scored against, Southampton and Bournemouth. Whoopie-doo! You know, that's not to say he's not going to score against Hull, who are hopeless, but Man United will win this 1-2. If you don't want to back that away from home, back to win to nil, which is, I think it's just a shade of odds against.
Derek, Diego Costa's still scoring goals for Chelsea.
Yeah, but what has he done with them? What has he done? I mean, Diego Costa... I mean, this is the shining example when I ever have this argument. It was Ruud van Nistelrooy. I'm sure people have heard me say this before, but he scored bagfuls of goals for Man United. But when he was there, it was their most fallow period. They hardly won a light. And, you know, it's just, you need more. In this day and age, you need more than just turning chances into goals. You've got to contribute a hell of a lot more than that. And he doesn't. Costa doesn't. Anyway, let's get off Chelsea. It's Man United. Zlatan is a much better player than Diego Costa. I'm a much better player than Diego Costa. But he ain't the big saviour everybody's making out.
There are people around the land just banging their head on the desk right now, Derek, listening to you talk about Diego Costa and Zlatan Ibrahimovic. What's your bet in this one then, Derek?
Man United to win 2-0. I just can't see losing that bet.
Manchester United to win the game 2-0, 23-20, so odds against. I think by the end of the season, Derek, you're going to be a fully-fledged Manchester United supporter.
Well, they look a proper team now. They do. Mainly because of Pogba. I mean, he's just... Mourinho knows what he's about. And, OK, I think no matter what they did charge with Pogba, he'd have paid it because that's how... He knows that this guy makes all the difference. And there aren't that many players in world football who do, and he's one of them.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go!
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.